Now notice verse 10 of 1 Thessalonians 4. And indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren, which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. Now, candidly, there are some of the saints today that are not very lovely. Someone has put it in this little jingle, to dwell above with saints in love. Oh, that will be glory. But to stay below with the saints I know, well, that's another story. May I say to you here that these folk loved all the brethren. Now, what do we mean when we say that? And we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. So evidently, their love had not reached the summum bonum of life. They just weren't way up at the top. Their love may flag just a little. Very frankly, there are some saints today that maybe our personalities would conflict. Maybe it'd be better that we not put our arms around each other and walk together. It might be best for us, maybe not to be together too much. But that doesn't mean you hate them. You can still love them as a child of God. I know a minister. I absolutely despise his methods. But I can say to you truthfully, I love him. And you know why? I know of no one who just gets up and presents Jesus Christ as that man does. Oh, how wonderful he can make him, and I love him for it. May I say to you, that's the real test today. You want to put the blue litmus paper down in your life today and find out whether you're genuine or not? Well, here's the place to put it down. Do you love the brethren today? Verse 11, and that ye study to be quiet. Now, my friend, that's an interesting one. That's a commandment for Christians. Study to be quiet. Now, we have all kinds of schools today to teach people to speak. Every seminary has a public speaking class. I've always felt that it'd be nice to have a class that would teach them to be quiet. A lot of saints would need a course in learning to be quiet, my friends, because of that. It's like the lady went to a tongues meeting one time, and the leader thought she was interested, went over to her and said, "Madam, wouldn't you like to speak in tongues?" She said, "No, I'd like to lose about 40 feet off of the one I got now." We need to study to be quiet. This is a commandment. And to do your own business. That's a good one. And actually, it means tend to your own business. Tend to your own knitting is the way I used to hear it as a boy. And that's good for Christians today. Keep your nose out of other people's affairs. And to work with your hands as we commanded you. And I believe that every Christian ought to have some type of activity whereby he's doing something that's tangible for God today. That's a very wonderful thing, by the way. Then he says that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. And to walk honestly, and that is something that the saints of God need to do today. I have on my desk letters from several organizations actually using methods to raise money that to me are very questionable. And today, there are certain organizations that have men out contacting people that have become senile, actually, in order to get them to make their wills over to their organization. And friends, that's the reason you ought to make your will before you become senile, because of the fact that they are out to get you today. There's no question about that. And a child of God just can't walk like that. We must walk honestly toward them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing today. Because God will judge us if we do not walk honestly.